Good morning, it's 6:19, and with your sports report, I'm Jesse King. In Major League Baseball yesterday, Michael Conforto belted a tie-breaking two-run homer in the sixth before the Mets broke open an eventual 9-2 rout of the Indians. Elsewhere, the Athletics topped the Yankees 6-2, the Phillies defeated the Red Sox 3-2, and the Pirates downed the Nationals 4-1. In MLB news, Mets reliever Robert Gazelman has a partially torn lat muscle that puts the rest of his season in jeopardy. The injury was confirmed in an MRI, a blow to the Mets' bullpen as the team tries to earn a playoff berth. In NFL news, the Patriots have cut punter Ryan Allen, who booted them to 3 Super Bowl victories in 6 seasons. First signed as an undrafted free agent in 2013, he put 3 of his 5 punts inside the 20-yard line during February's Super Bowl victory over the Rams. In soccer news, a judge has set a May 5th trial date for the gender discrimination lawsuit filed by the women's national team against U.S. Soccer, just over 2.5 months before the Tokyo Olympics. The players sued U.S. Soccer in March, alleging institutionalized gender discrimination that includes inequitable compensation when compared with the men's national team. In tennis news, American teenager Amanda Anisimova withdrew from the U.S. Open because of the recent death of her father. He was also her coach. Anisimova would have been seeded at the year's last Grand Slam tournament. She is a rising star in tennis who reached the semifinals of this year's French Open. I'm Jesse King.